So v'yichol l'truma. It would have been more appropriate, everybody says, that it shouldn't have said v'yichol l'truma. It should have said v'yichol l'truma. They're giving it, they're not taking it. You don't tell somebody, please take a donation, please give a donation. Right? No one's coming to tell you to take a donation. I'm going to tell you to give a donation. Right? V'yichol l'truma, not v'yichol l'truma. So everybody be'erach says the same thing. I want to learn up a medrash though and see that everything is bad. So whatever they say is mavur from the medrash and then some. Some say that v'yichu is going on the collectors, right? On those commissioned with collecting it from them. V'yichu, those communal collectors who go and collect it from everybody. Okay. Hoshikein, Hoshalom. There definitely is a different way to touch it up. People have done it, but Lamaisis and Lechura Mavur in a Medrash. The Medrash here, the Medrash Rabbah here on this says like this. V'yikuli Truma. There's a couple things that we have to learn from. V'yikuli Truma. Adohu Dichsiv. The Gemara brings that. V'yikuli Truma. The Gemara brings a Pasuk. Ki lekach toiv nosati lechem teirosi al tazayvu. That's a Pasuk referring to Teir. Right, it's not referring to Truma from Mishkan, it's a pasuk referring to Torah. Ki lekach toiv nosati lechem teirosi al tazoivu. Al tazoivu es hamekach shenosati lechem. Don't. Al tazoivu es hamekach shenosati lechem. I gave you a mekach, it's a very precious and valuable mekach, don't depart from, don't be menatek yourself from it. How yesh lecha adam lekeach mekach? A person could buy a mekach. This mekach yesh beizov, ain by kesef, yesh by kesef, ain by zov. It has gold and not silver. It has silver and not gold. Aval a mekach shenasati lechem has the works. Then weiter the medrash goes on. Yesh adam lekeach sodus, aval lekromim kromim, aval lesodus, aval a mekach hazeh as teira yesh by kromim v'yesh, it has everything. V'yesh lecha adam lekeach mekach. Different aspect. People don't know to value what that mekach is. Aval mischara sarser, but from how much you see that the intermediary who brought them the mekach, how much his commission was, you can understand how big a deal it was. Right? So there's something that you don't know how to evaluate a mekach, but if the guy got millions of dollars commission, you can tell zechfar already. You can imagine how much the mekach was worth. So that the medrash says yesh nachodem lekeach mekach ubnei yodem einan yodem mahu. Avol mischar hasarsur nisvadem malokach. Kach hatoyra ein yodeya mahu. Ela mischar shelokach Moshe Rabbeinu shenemar uMoshe lo yoda ki koran arponov. That Moshe had a koran arponov, which was the shechina mamish on Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's what Moshe, that's Moshe's chelik in giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. That means Moshe got that. That this medrash is telling us, that's the whole thing by itself. Moshe was zeichet in the Koran Arpanov, that darga, because of he was the sarsar, he was the agent who gave the Torah, brought the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael. It's not an interest. But from that you see, if the commission ke'ilu was, right, if the commission ke'ilu was that Koran Arpanov, you can imagine how chosh that is, you can imagine what the Torah itself, what the Torah itself is. Okay. So that's all the value of Torah. Mischara sarsur nizvada, Moshe l'yodah kikaran arpanov, v'dabra yita. V'yesh l'cha mekach, another aspect, it's all talking about the mekach of Torah. It's all b'shvach achshivas of Torah. V'yesh l'cha mekach, shemisha machre nimkar imay. You have an interesting mekach. Normally there's a buyer and a seller. The seller sells what he sells. The seller stays the seller where he is. Right, and the buyer is the buyer, takes the mekach and goes with the mekach. But this is a very unique mekach. You have a mekach over here. Yesh lecha mekach shemi shemachroi nimkar imay. The one who sold this mekach, who gave this mekach, came with it. Where do you have that? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Eibishter says to Klal Yisrael, Mocharti lochem teirosi, kivayochel nimkarti imo. I sold myself to you, gave myself to you along with the Torah. Shenemar v'yikhu li truma. Shenemar v'yikhu li truma. Moshal l'melech, whatever it is, kach omra kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael, nosati lochem es ha-Torah, I gave you the Torah, lifreish himena eini yochel, I cannot separate myself from the Torah. Elo b'chol makom shatem hoilchim bayis echod asuli she'edor b'seichoy she'nemar v'asuli mikdash ad kan loshen hamed. Now there's two things that you see from the Medrash, two main nekudas. Nekuda number one, it's all a very nice, I'll be the first one to say I appreciate the Chshivas of Torah, and I'm despoiled from what they say, how they learned up the Chshivas of Torah, what Chazal are saying about that. That's all good. You want to say, that's all good. You want to say the end of the Medrash, right, the end of the Medrash, that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave himself with it, V'osuli Mishkan, wonderful. What's that got to do with Ichuli Trum? We had a whole thing. It says, V'ichuli Truma hadohu dichsiv ki lakach toiv nosati lochem. What do they got to do with Truma? Truma is Truma. Taira is Taira. Truma is for the Mishkan, for Karbonis. This is Taira. Makesh. So that's the Pashat Pshat here, and that's Muchach again. The Raya's Yitzuka is for this. Is that what is the Kedusha of the Mishkan? The Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan. The Hashras Hashchina of the Ramban, basically. The Hashras Hashchina of the Mishkan was the Hashras Hashchina of Matan Torah and Har Sinai was netach and put in the Mishkan. It was capsulized, put in a thing, and that's the Shechina in the Mishkan. What's the holiest place of the Mishkan? The Kodesh Kadoshim. What's in the Kodesh Kadoshim? The Aron. What's in the Aron? Luchas Torah. Right. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is Kedusha Satayr. It's taken in micro, taken that that was in Har Sinai, the thing, the Kedusha of that was taken and put into Mishkan. You see that in any number of places. The Ramban, first of all, it's Muchach and Ramban. I saw it, I found it also, there's a Pirush HaTorah al Rashi, it's a Rashi in Bamidbar Zion, Pasuk Tes. So Vayishma is a Koil from the Mishkan, Yochel Koil Nomuch, right, Yochel Kol Nomuch, Talmud Loimar, Es HaKoil, what Koil? HaKoil Shenidaber Imoy B'Sinai. The Koil of the Mishkan is the Koil Shenidaber Imoy B'Sinai. That Koil was transposed, that Koil was put over there. I found it Mefurish, just recently in the Torah LaTorah, Pirush HaTorah, not the Balatorah, the Pirush HaTorah LaTorah, this is Lashon. V'HaKovet Sheshochan Al Har Sinai, the covet that was Sheikhin al Har Sinai, the Chsiv Vayishkan Kvayd Hashem al Har Sinai, who Shochan be Mishkan, the Chsiv Uchvayd Hashem Molayas HaMishkan. It's Yenik covet that it says Kvayd Hashem on Har Sinai, Vayishkan Kvayd Hashem al Har Sinai, that's the covet, who Shochan be Mishkan, that's the covet that was Sheikhin in the Mishkan, the Chsiv Uchvayd Hashem Molayas HaMishkan. V'kasher diber Hashem el Moshe b'matan Torah, kach hoyu hadiber imoy b'mishkan, v'yishkan zakeil medaber ilaylov me'al ha-kapiris. Me'al ha-kapiris was from where? The significance of al ha-kapiris. Kapiris is the luchas, right on top of the luchas. That's where the keil comes, me'al ha-kapiris. It emanates from me'al ha-kapiris. It's that keil of Har Sinai. The keil of Har Sinai continues in the Mishkan. It's all the Kedusha of Matan Torah. Any Kedusha, any Hashras HaShechina that you have is Mikayach Matan Torah. Is Mikayach Matan Torah. They bring from the Panavizhar Rav Zichron Levracha that he was Medayik it. It's an interesting diuk. It says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo Dal Rama Shal Halacha. So now the term Elo is very interesting over here. It doesn't say, one might have said Lulei the word Ella, it means there was a trade-off. You had plan A beforehand, you had Kedusha of the Mishkan, that V'Aveneseinu HaRabim, the Churban was destroyed, you no longer have that. Now the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave you something else in lieu of that, a different type of thing. Right? He didn't give you that anymore, he gave you Torah. He gave you the Rama Shel Halacha. There's the Lashon of Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash Ein La Kodesh Baruch Hu Elo Dal Rama Shel Halacha means it was always there. But all that's left of that is the Dal Rama Shel Halacha. That means, what was the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash? The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was Kedusha Sater. The Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash was the Kedusha of Maimed Har Sinai. All that's left of that Kedusha, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, all that's left of that is Dal Rama Shel Halacha. The Ketaych of the Panavizhar. Then they came out a few years ago with the drushes of the Vilner Magid of the Pinchas Mitpalotzka, Talmud of the Goyen. So it's all there before Rosh, also the same thing that the Kedusha of the Mishkan is that now. But the question is, so that's just as far as the relevance of the Tzushtel, that's the Tzushtel, why on a Pasuk talking about the Mishkan, the Kedush of the Mishkan, the Vasili Mikdash of the Mishkan, why is the Medrash discussing Barichas, the Chshivas of Torah and the Kedush of Torah? Because the Kedush of Torah, the Kedush of the Mishkan, these Mekairis and Mefurish, nothing to talk about. Mefurish and these Mekairis, that Kedush of Mishkan is the Kedush of Torah. It Gufa is Kedush of Torah. That's point number one. But point number two is the more interesting point over here. What's that got to do with the Pasuk of Yichul Itrum? That's very nice. Very nice. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is the Kedusha of the Torah. But the Medrash started out, says, is like playing on the word V'yichu. Just what the V'yichu li truma hadohu dechziv ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. What's one got to do with the other? What, this is kicha. It's a kicha kicha, what they call it. Here it says kicha, there it says kicha. It says ki lekach toiv nosati lochem and equally true, kicha kicha, me matan Torah. But it's not stop. They're touching up over here. Here, what's bothering, what the Medrash is coming to explain over here, is exactly the question that everybody deals with. Why does it say v'yikru and doesn't it say v'yitnu? So the Medrash explains to us, the kicha that's taking place over here is ki lekach toiv nosati lechem. It's the kicha of Torah. It's the kicha of Torah. What you're getting, what are you doing? One thinks, one is accustomed to thinking that one gave the money, right? One gave the money. So one is just giving a donation. It's not a donation. It's a mekach. What are you getting in exchange for the money you're giving? We'll touch it up. What are you giving in exchange for the money you're giving? What you're getting in exchange is the vasuli mikdash. You're buying the Torah and the Rabbi, your kilu, buying the Rabbi Nishmael himself. Like the Medrash says, ani nim karima. That's what you're getting. So it's not a donation. You're not giving. You're getting. You're purchasing. You're making a mekach over here. This kiyikach, what's the kicha? What are you getting? What's the kicha here? What are you getting? Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. I gave you a lekach toiv, and then the Medrash expounds, and there's Marek to explain, what is that lekach toiv? What's the nature of that lekach toiv? Like we read through the whole Medrash. This Talmud of the Goyin also speaks this out. Be'erich. Now, how does one do that? What does that mean? It says, "V'yikuli truma me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu libay." Now the Taich here is like this. If you think a little bit more into it, this, and all again, they say that. I'm just showing you that's all. Chazal covered it very well. Chazal covered it very. Be'etzem, everything that we have and that a person thinks is their own possession and that they're bailus, they have a real bailus over anything, is be'etzem an illusion, right? It's bad, it's an illusion, it's not yours. The Rabbi Nishalal gave it. It's all the Rabbi Nishalal. It's all the Rabbi Nishalal. The Rabbi Nishalal put this in your rishus for what? Not so you should have your Lexus, not so you should whatever. The Rabbi Nishalal put the money, put the thing in your rishus that you should use it for what your tachlis tafkid and tachlis achayim is, what it is that you're supposed to use it for. So you're be'etzem not. So what are you doing? You're using what he gave you to be used. You're using it for what it's meant to be used. You're giving something to it. You're giving something and making a meeting. You're giving something to the Rabbi Shalom. You're using it for what it's supposed to be used. You're not giving anything. It wasn't yours. It's not yours for anything else. You're using it for what it's supposed to be used. So that what appears to a mensch, kefi his gashmi is the kahasogas and musogim to be a nesina, right? You're not giving anything. Just, you're doing what you're doing. You're ultimately the getter over here. He's given you this as a means with which that you should be zeiche to get Torah. He's given you this that you should be zeiche to a kedusha of a mishkan. Right? To a kedusha of a mishkan. Now, how does one do that? That's the kicha here. That's the oimek of the kicha. How does one do that? It's not the physical giving of the money that does it. Because the money be'etzem isn't yours either. It's develop, work on yourself with this money, that you give the money with nidva salev. If you give the money with nidva salev, the mensch, the person is nis'ala. The person is nis'ala that he gives it with nidva salev. That's what you're doing, tmuras, which you get the kedusha of the Mishkan. That's my ace kol ish asher. The emphasis a few times in this parsha is asher yidvenu libo. It's interesting also that shinuyim, that's maybe for a different time. It says sometimes it says not varucha, sometimes it says yidvenu libo. Different things. Why and when does it, in the various shinuyim, why does it say what it says, where it says? That's something else. But bigadol, just to call it the event of Nidvas Alev. Nidvas Alev is not just an extra L'shem Yichud that you do on the side that you get extra points. Nidvas Alev is the etzem yisoid of the whole thing. You're being zeichet to Kedusha. You're being zeichet to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom's coming with it. And the only way you can be Torah is by and the only way you're nizdabek in the Rabbeinu Shalom is through Torah. How else a person connects with the Rabbeinu Shalom? How does a bus of Adam connect with the Rabbeinu Shalom? Because there's something called the Ratzon Hashem, which is a shtik Rabbeinu Shalom, which is the Torah, which was given to you to be able to do that. That's how you all think. How do you do that? Just by throwing out a couple of things, but no, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm begrudgingly giving your machtes hashekel and that's it. It's with the nifas alev. It's with the nifas alev. You have to become this Allah and value and become this battle to the idea of it. Then you're roy to be the lekeach of that mecca. That's why the basic part of it is not veruchay. And then essentially, what are you doing? The world was set up for you. You have the money, you were given this as tools in order to get this Mekach, right? So Ba'etzim, it's all about the Mekach. It's not about the giving, it's about the getting over here. It's about the getting over here. And there's kama v'kama interesante zachim on this Nekuda. On this Nekuda. Chazal Darshan, what do you call it? The Darshan, the Gemara in Erev and Nundalit says, on the Pam, Umidbar Matana, Matana Nachlil. Umidbar Matana, you're Zeicha Le'ezer Hashem, B'matana, Rak Ech, when? Mimidbar. Acha Sha'isa, Isaac, B'midbar. When are you Zeicha? Matana's going, Torah? And Shechina, how are you Zeicha to that? When you're Isa, Atzmik, Midbar. That's the Kalim. That's how you perform that Mekach. That's the yisoid of it. The Gemara in Sukkah Mem Tes Darshes Oyev Tzedaku Mishpat Chesed Hashem Mol Haoretz. The Gemara says Hashem Atoymer Kol Abol Likvay Tzkayfetz. Anybody can just stop and get it. Right? Talmud Loimer Mayoker Chazdecha. Ena Kodesh Baruch Hu Mazmen and the Eibush. There's only Mazmen Anoshim Hagunim. Say that you should be able to do Chesed with them. Ella Al Yedei, the fact that the person has the proper kavanas. Right? You only get an ani. It was really an ani to give tzedakah if a person has the proper kavanas. The Sefer Charedim, his Pirush al HaTorah, brings the Taich V'yikhu, Maidich Siv, he brings in this V'yikhu Litruma a Moshel, which also is the same Taich here. It says by Rus, in Megillah Rus, Shem Ho'ish, Rus comes back and tells Naomi, Shem Ho'ish Asher Osisi Imoi Hayoim Boyaz. The person by whom I worked, what I did today was Boyaz. Chazal asked the Yalkut Shemayni, Parshas Bahar, what's the Lashon Asisi? What happened there? What happened there? She went, and Boaz gave her food. Right? So the Asisi guy was Boaz, not her. Right? The Asisi guy was Boaz. She didn't do anything. He did. Right? He's the one who did. What a Chazal answer. Yoiser Chesed, Oiser Ha'oni, Chesed Im Ha'oshir, Mimasher, Oiser Ha'oshir Im Ha'oni. Who's the doer over here? Who's the doer over here? You think that when the Ani comes and you give money to the Ani, you're the one doing him, you're the Iker one doing him primarily the favor? It's the Hepech HaGomer. He's doing you the favor. He's being Mezaka you. A, with Eilam Hazeh means using the money that you were given Eilam Hazeh for that the money was earmarked, that the money was meant to be used for. And beyond that, he's mezaki you with Eilam Haba. Right? And beyond that, he's mezaki you with Eilam Haba. So you just have to look at it. If you look at the world properly, this is what you see. Right? If you don't allow yourself to lapse into what the Eilam Hagashmi and the Yetzer Hara would have you think, this is what you see. Who's being mezaki who over here? You're giving up money, but the money is the Eibush, there's money anyway. You're giving it. Who's the net over here is you're getting. You're getting Shechina, you're getting a Dveikas to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Realize that. Have the Nidvas Alev to do that when you give money, and if that's the place from where you give it, then you're Zeichet to everything that you're Zeichet. You're the ultimate Zeichet. You're a Lekeach, you're not a Nazar. That's V'yikhuli Truma. It's Meredika Maisa with the Telzer Rover, Blazer Telzer. So Hishver was a yid called the Rav Yitzchok Nevi'ezer Nun Vez Yud Ayin Zayin Reish. Blazer tells her he was holding out to Blazer tells her. He was holding out to Blazer tells her all the years, and a lot of times Blazer tells her was, you know, a chashuva, a serious Talmud Chacham to say the least in the Gedalia Olam. So he was offered various rabbonuses all over the place, and all the time Yishver said, "Don't take it, don't take it. You stay and learn. I'll support you. I'll support you. I'll support you. I'll support you. Don't take it. Don't take it." His rabbi, his wife, this Nevi'ezer, Reb Blazer tells the Shviger, asked her husband, "Why are you so insistent?" Why are you so insistent that he shouldn't take it? Was the Shlechter will take it? He's not like going out to the he's not going to be a shoemaker. He's going to be a rav. So he'll be misparnis mechavod. What's the problem? Right? Why do you keep giving? Right? Why do you keep giving? Let him take the rabbonus. So he said to her, "It's not. Who says that I'm the one who's giving? Maybe I'm the one who's getting over here. My whole schus kiyum in the world." Right, is because I'm giving him this. It's because I'm doing this. I'm getting, I'm not giving. My whole soskiyum is this. Liyomim, the day came, he was offered a Blazer Telzer, it's before he became a Blazer Telzer, before he became Telzer off. He was offered a Chashiv Rabbanus, a Rabbanus, and Aishashok. He was offered the Rabbanus, and he was offered to become the Rav. It was an offer you couldn't turn down, so he took that. Packed up his bags, he and his wife are pulling out on the way to Aishashok. His shver is standing there, crying away. And the next day he was nifter. Are you giving or are you getting? You think you're giving something? You're not giving anything. You're not giving anything. You're doing. What's your head? I mean, I saw people who lived there. My shver zecher and livracha. So he was a yid that. I never said this before. Anyway, he was a yid that whatever it is he had, whatever, diabetic, other things, he had things, wasn't a healthy man to say the least, you know. He had one leg amputated, whatever. Once I had this conversation with him numerous times, he said, the doctors gave him a year, 2 years, I don't remember, way, you know, within, he lived like 15 years, 20 years, whatever it is, after that whole thing. He says, it's clear by me, right, that the schus that I have, that my schus kiyum in the world, right, is that you're sitting and learning, and that my shvangers at the time were sitting and learning. It's clear by me that that's the Swiss key. So don't ask what happened. Eventually, he was nifter, but you know, okay. So, but the Swiss is what the Swiss is. But people live with that hargosha. There are real people, baser v'doms, who live with that hargosha and live with that emesahar and live with that emesahakara. That have to realize you're not giving anything; you're getting. You know, people say, a lot of people say, Lamashal, people, this is, you have to, it's an attitude, you know. A person wants to sit and learn, a person learns in Kedel. So people say, yeah, you know, lo na'imli that I should take money from my shver, lo na'imli I should be supported by somebody. They're willing to do it, but lo na'imli to do it because I don't want to be a burden on them. Right? So, okay, now, there's no sanction to take advantage of them. That's ogeret. I'm not talking about, you know, living in the manner you'd like to become accustomed to on the cheshbon of your shver. I'm not talking about that. Right? I'm not talking about that. But the attitude and the emes of it is, don't look at it like you're being a burden on him. You're being mezakeh him. At the end of the day, he's the lekeach here. You're the nice. You're giving him the schus of Hachzakas HaTorah. You're giving him a schus in Torah. As we know, the Legabi the Oren and the Bad the Oren had Badin, right? Adam had Badin. So the Bad the Oren. So that's how the Kainim, they held the Oren and they carried it. So the din was the Oren was Noises Noisev, right? The Oren gave them, moved them, kept them moving. It's not that they moved the Oren moved them. So allegorically, I imagine, some sefer brings B'Shem is Rebbe of Nos Nadler, that what do you call it? That the Badei Ha'orin, that you, with which Torah can move, the Luchas can move, that's Meramez, the Taimchei Torah. And the Orin is the Lengdei Torah. and the Aron is the Lamedei Torah. One would think that the Badim are moving the Aron, that the Badim are how that the Taimchei Torah are the ones who are supporting the Torah and moving the Torah, when the reality is that the Aron is Noisei as Noisev. It's the Torah that's moving the Badi Aron. It's the Torah, it's the Limud HaTorah that's being Mechazik, the Taimchei HaTorah. You know, the Chafetz Chaim, there's a story once that they came. Somebody came to the Chafetz Chaim and offered to single-handedly support Radin. They'll take on the whole thing of Radin. You know, imagine that. You wouldn't have to collect money for the yeshiva. You have your one gvir, and this was Taka, I would add, probably. This was a gvir who said, who probably promised that he's not going to come and say deyas how you should run the yeshiva, and not say deyas how you should run Klal Yisrael, right? He was one, a real one. The Chafetz Chaim said no. Why? Because everybody has a right when they give the money to have a schus in Torah, to be zeichet to this chayim of having dovuk in Torah. I can't give it all to one person. I can't allow one person to have it. So the idea of that the physical possessions are just for mitzvahs and that's all you have, I would just end with the Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's here in Perek Chaf Hei, here in Shmai Perek Chaf Hei, Pasuk Chaf. He brings a pasuk in the Novi Yecheskel, Vamizbeach eight Sholosh Amos, Vayedaber Eli, Zeh Ashulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. Chazal Darshan, Posach B'Mizbeach V'Siyem B'Shulchan. Started talking about a Mizbeach, and he talks about a Shulchan. Ela B'Zmanche Beis HaMikdash Kayim, this famous one. Adam Iskaper Al Yedei HaMizbeach, Achshov She'en Beis HaMikdash Kayim, Adam Iskaper Al Yedei HaShulchan. Zogt Rabbeinu Bachaya, fascinating thing. U'minog Chasidim She'Betzorfas. Right? The chassidim in France, with the minhag she'oisi mishulchanam aron likvura, the aron to be buried they made from their shulchan. Shehu, why shehu? Because the mensch, what? Why is that lahayrais? Ki ha'od to teach ki ha'odam lo yisa meuma biyadei. Because a mensch will take nothing from what he had in this world. And he won't be accompanied by Amalai from all of his work. The only thing that will accompany him is Hatzdoka she'osa b'chayav v'atoyva she'hu meitiv al shulchanai. L'kach amru Chazal, and that's why Chazal said, Hamarech al shulchanai marichin l'yomav u'shnoisav. Here's the yisoid. The yisoid is, what are you really getting in this life? What are you taking? What are you getting in this life? You're getting the physical possessions that were given to be heichetimtzes and emtsoyim mediums with which you could be loymit teira, you could be machzik teira, you could do chesed. Those things. That's the emesik kinyonim that you're being kaina. And when a mensch comes lasid lavay. That's when a mensch comes lasid lavay. What do you take? The chassidim shebetzarfas. They made the aron from the shulchan. This is what you're coming. You can show the rabbi shalom. On the learning end, that's the taiches ashrei misha bolakan v'talmudei biyodei. You're not going to have anything else. You're not going to drive your car there. You're not going to come there in your. You're not going to come there in your mansion, right? But hopefully, you will come there with talmudei biyodei. How does one do that? That's what if you realize that the v'yitnu is a v'yikru, which requires to have the Yidvenu Liboy. You have to have the Nedivas Halev. Now, there's another Chazal that says, it doesn't say B'Seichai, it says B'Seicham, because aside from the Ashros HaShechina that a mensch brings in the Mishkan, a person also brings Ashros HaShechina B'Seich Lev, Kol Echad V'Echad Chazal. In every person, V'Shachanti B'Seicham. We should be Zeichai to work on the Avedas Halev, to be able to be the emissary, to be roi, to be a lekeach of the mekach of Torah, of the mekach of mitzvahs, and to be able be'emes to have a v'shachamti b'seich.